I would like to extend our sincere appreciations to the council members who sought our views on the mandate and work with us with an aim of producing a balanced text. We also thank troop contributing countries for their tireless commitment to ensuring lasting peace in South Sudan. During the negotiation of the UNMISS mandate, it is important for the Council to observe the principle of consent, as it is a fundamental aspect of the United Nations engagement in conflicts and peacekeeping operations. Adherence to the principle of consent will enhance the mandate's credibility, legitimacy, and help UNMISS carry out the mandate effectively. UNMISS's respect for the principle of consent is crucial for the success of their mission in South Sudan. It will ensure their work is seen as collaborative rather than an imposition, and that they can carry out their mandate effectively towards building lasting peace in South Sudan. Mr. President, we acknowledge the efforts of UNMISS in enhancing stability, protecting civilians, and providing humanitarian assistance to the people of South Sudan. We urge UNMISS to continue working in close collaboration with the South Sudanese government and engage with communities to gain their trust. Mr. President, we recognize that the protection of civilians is of utmost importance. But on the other hand, there is a need to support the government of South Sudan in its journey to fully implement the Revitalized Peace Agreement / roadmap. The government is committed to finding a sustained, lasting peace in South Sudan, and in this regard, despite the destabilizing behaviors of the non-signatories, the government rejoined the Rome talks to continue engaging in dialogue with the holdout groups with the hope of reaching an amicable solution to their grievances. Mr. President, we commend UNMISS and its partners for their humanitarian assistance efforts that have helped to alleviate the suffering of people affected by famine caused by displacement, economic instability, climate change, and natural disasters. However, there remains a need for sustained efforts by all friends of South Sudan to address the humanitarian needs and tackling the root causes of famine. This requires a coordinated and holistic approach that addresses the underlying challenges facing the country. This includes working towards sustainable peace and stability, investing in economic development, improving access to food and other basic needs, and building resilience to climate change and other natural disasters. In this regard, on behalf of the people of South Sudan, we would like to express our heartfelt appreciation to the International Monetary Fund for supporting our nation in stabilizing food prices and stimulating the economy. Your financial assistance and technical expertise have been instrumental in reducing inflationary rates and enhancing the availability of food supplies in the market. We recognize that the path to economic stability is a long challenge, is a long and challenging one. But your unwavering support has brought us one step closer to achieving our goal. We look forward to continued collaboration. Mr. President, as you are aware, my government sought for technical assistance from the United Nations. My government sought for electoral assistance from the United Nations. We are grateful for receiving United Nations acceptance to extend the necessary assistance towards the preparation for the elections. However, the resolution just adopted made the assistance conditional, which does not conform to the spirit and letter we see from the United Nations. Mr. President, the Council repeatedly reminds South Sudan about involvement of women, youth, persons with disabilities in the affairs of the state. I would like to once again to reiterate that South Sudan affirm its commitment through constitutional provisions of 35% share allocated for women and girl child in all public positions. As much as this provision is not fully allocated, it is our objective to achieve them. Therefore, the responsibility of the international community is to endeavor to constructively help South Sudan towards this goal. Mr. President, despite the numerous challenges faced by South Sudan, that does not take away its sovereignty, its sovereign right as a state and a member of this organization. It is therefore prudent for you to bear this in mind when considering matters concerning my country. Mr. President, if the pen holder had considered proposals from my delegation and those from the council members, the text just adopted would have been more balanced and reflective of facts and realities on the ground in South Sudan. Therefore, we encourage the pen holder to have a collaborative spirit in the coming resolutions. In conclusion, we affirm our commitment to implementing the roadmap and appeal to the international community to support our peace building and development efforts, particularly through technical resources to sustain our institutions as we head to elections. Excellencies, we further affirm our commitment to working constructively with UNMISS and other international partners towards the attainment of lasting peace and development in South Sudan. Together, we can build a more peaceful and prosperous future for all our people. I thank you for your kind attention.